and I feel the call. Okay, so it's the first of the month, and always on the first of the month, we have our spiritual leader, Reverend Dr. Ken Gordon. So let's listen to what he has to say.
Hi, Reverend Dr. Ken Gordon here, speaking to you for our April delivery of the themes for this month. This month's theme overall is where humanity and divinity meet. As a matter of fact, as individuals, the only place humanity and divinity can meet is, of course, within each of us. And by the way, happy Easter. I know it's going to be a great Easter weekend for you, and that this is the time that we believe resurrection takes place. This week's theme is titled, The Lord is My Shepherd. And it comes to us from Reverend D. Jacqueline Edwards, who's the spiritual leader for the First Church of Religious Science in Vallejo, California. With Easter coming on to us the way that it is right now, the way it does every year, it's only normal for us to be able to reflect back on the resurrection and the new birth of life around us. And that's exactly what we're doing in this Sunday's topic. We're talking about the resurrection of each of us as individuals as we come in contact with the truth of our own being within ourselves, where we find that thread that exists within us that's never any other place, that never goes away, and it's never not there. But when we locate it and when we embrace it and bring it into our being and into our life, what we find is the world transforms before our very eyes. What we find is that being birthed again is the truth of our being. You know, in the topic for this week, it's the Lord is my shepherd, but it's important to note that the second line is, and thou shalt not want. And that's really what we're talking about here. We're talking about being so comfortable in our own skin, so comfortable with who we are and the truth of who we are, that fear is not something that we consider or bring into our consciousness in any way, shape, or form. Instead, we view the world as the divinity that it truly is, because that's the reflection. The only thing that keeps us from doing that is when we bring our own past and our own future together to be able to make up stories about what's actually happening. Dr. Holmes said, "For every death, there is a resurrection. This is the way of life. This is the way of evolution. No person can become resurrected to love and carry hate with them. This is absolutely impossible to do, even though we convert our old hates into theological ones and condemn others and think they're traveling the wrong road. For God is love, givingness, harmony, truth, beauty, wisdom, and power." This comes from Ernest Holmes in the seminar lectures. The other quote that he says is, "Now suppose there were at the center of the being of each one of us a clear channel to the infinite, which is forever pouring out through us in a unique way, because it never does two things alike, nor does it ever repeat itself. Somewhere at the center of our being, should we properly use it, would be that thing we all like to be, which is certain to be happy and well and prosperous, successful. It is certain to be established in peace, to experience joy, to know life. It is certain, if it is understood and permitted and cultivated, to bless everything that it touches. This would be our influence on our environment. It wouldn't be an influence that dominates people or controls them, but it would be an influence that would irresistibly bring back from most people a very great affection, a very great love." And this is from Ideas of Power. Finally, Dr. Holmes says, and in the book Practical Application of Science of Mind, "One thing that needs always to be kept in mind is the fact that any growth and development involves change." So the change that we're moving into here, this resurrection of our being that's taking place, utilizing and understanding that the Christ that we talk about is the great example, not the great exception, that really moves us to be able to look at our own being and our own self. And the change that's required is how we choose to view the world around us. I choose to view it as divine, as lovely, as being, as prosperous, as healthy, as energy. And when I do that, and I don't stray off to the minutia of life that sits around me, what I discover for myself is that my life is filled with all of those same attributes that I seek to experience and to project into the world around me. Happy Easter. God bless you. Please know you're loved. Thank you.
So Easter to me is all about that resurrection that Dr. Ken talked about. That no matter where we've been or what has taken place in our thinking or our life experiences, that we at any moment can rise up, be renewed, be refreshed, be reborn into a greater truth. That's what we're each committed to if we so desire. Alive within each one of us is our divine nature. A thread, as Dr. Ken said, a thread so powerful that it's being birthed today as the truth of our being. This is the strength within each and every one of us. This is what Easter, in my opinion, brings to us. So I'm going to invite us to begin with an understanding of the word Lord, the word God, Creator, Spirit. It is the same name given to the one power. I think this is important that we understand that there's not a separateness in this, but that it is the name we give to the one power. The Christ is the embodiment of the God within. Now, hear that. The Christ is the embodiment of the God within. Allowing, living full out the knowledge and being the living example of God in us as us is our true spiritual unity, is the Christ. This is what Jesus, the man, fully accepted. This is what Jesus, the man, chose to live in and live from and walk with, his Christ consciousness. I always say on Easter, this wasn't Mr. Jesus Christ. It was Jesus, the Christ. A lot of people think Christ was his last name. You see, I think that this is important at this time of year that we understand that Jesus the Christ means the full embodiment of the living, powerful, all-loving God within us in human form. That's what Jesus, in my opinion, represents. And Jesus said, "You too shall do greater things than I have done. It is the Father that doeth the work. Of myself," he said, "I do nothing." It was through him that the Christ was able to do the work that he was called to do. And Jesus told us the power is within us, and it is great and it is magnificent. And so Easter is that reminder. It reminds us that we have that same divine nature. The Christ lives within us. The Spirit lives in us and as us. There's a power waiting for our acknowledgement. And it will wait. And it's ours to claim. And we claim it by declaring, "Yes, I am." So I'm going to ask Reverend Suzanne to come up here, and this is your responsive reading, and it's a green sheet you have, and if you'd please turn to that. And Reverend Suzanne will respond with you. And so let's just take this into a greater sense of who we are. The Christ consciousness within me is the true source of wisdom and spiritual power.
Together, through the Christ Spirit within me, I am resurrected into a greater consciousness of wisdom and spiritual power. I am illumined and my way is made clear. My success is assured.
The Christ within me is the true source of health and wholeness.
Through the Christ Spirit within me, I am resurrected into a greater expression of health and wholeness. I am whole, strong, and free. I rejoice in my healing.
The Christ consciousness within me is the true source of all love, light, and prosperity.
Through the Christ Spirit within me, I am resurrected into a greater awareness of life's abundant substance. I am enriched with love and prospered. Abundance of good fills my life and affairs.
By the grace and the power of the Christ Spirit of renewal, be refreshed. Let this day be a release of the old.
I let the old fall away. I am renewed and I am refreshed. My heart is filled with this living truth of love.
By this grace, we call upon the power of Spirit to awaken greater love within our hearts.
I am ready and willing to allow the true Christ Spirit within me greater expression in all I do, in all I say, and in all I think. And we say, I am together three times. I am.
In this moment, we each get to choose. We get to choose which way we'll turn. Where will we place our attention and our focus? Will we turn to this rich, loving guidance within us? A powerful resource at the very center of self. It lives within each and every one of us. It's up to each one to say, I am. We are all born with our inherent connection to the divine within us. We might forget it as we grow older, but ours is to remember again and to choose again that it is a choice that we must each make. The talk titled this day is The Lord is My Shepherd, and centuries ago, the psalmist caught a divine inspiration. And these were people of God, but they caught that inspiration, and this is in the Old Testament, and they began to think God as their shepherd, because most people at that time were shepherds of their flock. And as the psalmist realized that, oh, God is our shepherd, a great wave of peace flowed through them, through their whole being. And it awakened that presence of Spirit within them and a feeling of trust and confidence that God was within them. Totally awakened their soul. And it began to sing. That's why the Psalms of the Old Testament are so sweet. And they sang the song of God within, that we were partnering with the divine. This is from where the 23rd Psalm was birthed, filled with that quiet contentment and that complete assurance of their comfort. Because if you've read the Bible, there was a lot of stuff going on, wasn't there? This against that and fighting. When the psalmist got to this place of a realization that the power was within them, not outside, they were comforted and they realized they were never alone. So I'm going to invite you this morning to to take that into mind as I read to you the 23rd Psalm. If it's comfortable, you're more than welcome to just close your eyes. But I'm reading it from that place where the psalmist realized, oh, it's within me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As I was putting this talk together, that was a 23rd Psalm. As a little girl at Sunday school, I had to learn. This morning, I wrote my own rendition of the 23rd Psalm, and I would like to read it to you now. And I invite you to take this into your heart, present day, 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I walk in assurance of peace, oneness, God in me, as me. I am at peace. I can rest and be certain I am blessed always. I am reminded with every breath, my nature is divine. No matter the challenge, I am never alone. Within me is the comforter. I am safe. I am filled with assurance. I am open to receive. I am sourced, and I am supplied and prospered at all times. I am forever one with the goodness and the grace of life. I am alive in spirit, and spirit is alive in me. Always and forevermore, I live in God's grace. Take a breath, breathe it in, and please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.